morning. Let's get a news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. For the second time since taking office, Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump will meet face-to-face this morning at the G7 in Alberta. The pair are expected to address ongoing talks to try and reach a new deal to end the trade war. The G7 has already sparked protests in Alberta, with several groups gathering outside Calgary City Hall. Public health officials in Barrie are holding days of vaccine clinics after possible exposure to hepatitis A at a Tim Hortons location in the area. The Simcoe Muskoka Regional Health Unit says anyone who visited the Tim Hortons location on Livingstone Street East between May 17th and June 3rd may have been exposed. They say there is no ongoing risk at the restaurant. Former NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in rapper Drake's bad books after he was spotted at the Kendrick Lamar concert last week amid the rapper's highly publicized feud. Yesterday, Drake posted a photo on Instagram of what appeared to be a screenshot of a message he sent to Singh calling him a goof. Singh later shared an explanation on Instagram, writing, "He was born in Toronto, loves the city, and says he gets it. He shouldn't have gone at all." In sports, the Jays lost to the Phillies 11-4. CHFI weather. Today, clouds for the morning, then clear and a high of 24. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 16. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a high near 25. Humidex 33. Right now, it is 16 degrees. East 401 approaching Highway 25. The right lane is still blocked for that vehicle fire cleanup. It is jammed from east of Highway 6 south. East 401 east of Hurontario Express. Right lane blocked with a stalled car. And then east of Leslie in the express, we've got the left lane blocked with a collision. And on the East 401 Brock Road, the left lane is blocked as well. That's all because of a collision. MTO crews are on the scene.
98.1
CHFI.
I miss the fire, I miss the thunder. I miss your warm lips like the summer. I was the rain, you were the cover. You held me up and I pulled you under. And you say there's nothing we could change. You're still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. You loved me blind, I loved you reckless. All of the nights, moments and places. Yeah, these are the things I have been missing. And you say there's nothing we could change. You're still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good light. Feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. You could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back.
Coldplay.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
It's Pooja and Gurdeep, Summer of Stars.
It's Pooja and Gurdeep, Summer of Stars. We are hooking you up with the hottest concert tickets this entire summer, and there are so many great performers coming to Toronto.
Yeah, this is wild. Like, summer is always the best concert season, and the summer of 2025 is not disappointing. Bryan Adams, Cyndi Lauper, Katy Perry, Shania Twain. We have tickets to all of them, but we are kicking this off with tickets to, I mean, maybe the GOAT of this list. Mm. I guess that is in the eye of the beholder. Coldplay.
Coldplay coming to Toronto for 4 shows. It's still going to be a very, very hot ticket because everybody wants to go see Coldplay. I mean, I went to go see them. You went to go see them. Was it not one of the best concerts you've been to?
It was. I've been lucky enough to see them twice, but I think it was the first time for me that was, I remember being there going, this is the greatest concert I've ever seen. And I have to sit down to think to see if that's still the case, but it's definitely on my Mount Rushmore of concerts. I'll tell you when it was. It was the summer of 2003 at what was then Molson Amphitheater, and this was coming off the Rush of Blood to the Head album, which is probably still my favorite Coldplay album. Like, I think I played that in my dorm room first year nonstop. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of Rush of Blood to the Head and Parachutes, which just outstanding. Coldplay came out of the gate so hot. They had these green lasers shooting through the audience. Yeah. I remember at one point I had to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't pick a good time to go because I didn't want to miss any songs.
Or the lasers.
Yeah, or the, and then I'm like, I gotta go, my bladder's gonna explode. And then I'm going and I'm in the line and I'm in the bathroom at Molson Amphitheater. And then I hear Trouble playing the piano, and I'm like, no, I'm missing Trouble! Get back!
Such a good song. Oh, yeah. I think that's the reason why the concert's going to be so great, is you realize that you actually love so many Coldplay songs, and then when you hear them, and it's live, and they're just as good live as you hear on the radio. When I went to one of their concerts, they had everybody wearing the LED lights, I guess, on their wrists that would just light up at certain times, but they had control of when they lit up. So it's just so cool with all of the songs to see the entire stadium light up that way. Anyway, they're coming this summer. You know it's going to be a hot ticket, sold out shows, but we have some free tickets for you. You got to be listening for the keyword, which we're about to give you on our show Monday through Friday and also with Greg just after 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. So your keyword right now for your first chance to win Coldplay tickets at Rogers Stadium is tickets.
Tickets.
Text tickets and your full name to 981-981. Do that right now. You'll have a second chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour with Mr. Greg Burns.
Summer of Stars. Stars, stars, stars. Now I'm putting an echo on it. Stars, stars.
98.1 CHFI.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it.
5 traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound side of the QEW approaching Brandt, problems there have finally cleared away. East 401, though, approaching Highway 25, the right lane still closed for vehicle fire cleanup. It's jammed up from east of Highway 6 south. And East 401 east of here, Ontario, in the express, the right lane is blocked because of a stalled vehicle. Mr. Lou Plus Tires, the original no-appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lou near you for quality maintenance and tire service.
We had one job. Don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5.
Did we fail? Definitely.
You played the song?
You sure I played the song?
You did.
Oh, okay, what song?
I Want You Back, NSYNC.
Okay. You sound very confident about this.
I have 2 notepads. I have a list, and I scanned it, and I see it on there.
Dolly, you just won $250.
Yeah. Catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, and you can win instant cash. And you're shot at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
Only on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so here's something I've been seriously thinking about. Every summer, I spend a week just outside of beautiful Collingwood, Ontario, to unwind, unplug, and just hit the reset button. It's simple, and it is my favorite trip all year. So while I'm out small-towning it, crushing a wheel on Georgian Bay, my place is just going to be sitting empty. Why not let it help pay for the trip? And as Pooja said to me, why don't you Airbnb your place while you're gone? So I've been looking into hosting on Airbnb, and it sounds like a great idea and more doable than I thought, especially with Airbnb's new co-host network. I can hire a local co-host to take care of my home and guests. They can do everything from creating the listing to providing on-site support. So it doesn't feel like a huge commitment. It's just, here's my place in downtown Toronto. I'm away for a week, so if someone wants to stay here, sweet. If my space can help subsidize my affinity for overpriced but delicious small-town gelato, that feels like a missed opportunity if I don't do it. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Camping's not Logan's usual thing. He prefers a little luxury, like driving his Aaron Park Lexus with its power performance, sleek, stylish interior, and intelligent tech. As soon as the team showed it to him, he knew it was the one, just like his partner, who he'll learn to love camping for, even with all the bugs. Ugh.
Be our guest.
During our June 5-day event, get a 1.5% lease and finance rate reduction on the new 2025 UXH, NX350, and RX350.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
A pink diamond is exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Sunshine, happiness, and lighthearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Woo!
And Vaughn, Scarborough, and Mississauga.
No Frills delivers. Get groceries delivered to your door from No Frills with PC Express. Shop online and get $15 in PC Optimum points on your first 5 orders. Shop now at nofrills.ca.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Control, so we waited.
nostalgia and your deep feel-good moments
on 98.1 CHFI.
So many of us over the weekend, maybe, you know, streaming your favorite movie, some of your favorite shows. And when you hear this sound, we all know it. It's the Netflix opening, right? And I thought to myself, it's one of those things you hear that sound and you immediately associate it with Netflix. Everybody knows. And so then I thought, well, are there other sounds? Are there other sounds that maybe remind us of things? And we're not even aware until you actually hear the sounds.
That's the mark of good audio branding.
So I thought, why not put you to the test when it comes to these audio signature sounds
and see
how you do.
So it's the 500 episodes. You're testing me extra?
Yeah, just more.
Great.
Just more testing.
Okay, sure.
See how you'll do.
Let's do it.
Maybe you won't be as good at this, and it's all the way back to the 90s.
Okay, that's my decade.
It is?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. First one. This company sound signature played in theaters before a film.
THX?
Wow, ding yourself.
Dinging myself.
Ding yourself.
We had a small staff here.
Wow, okay. You knew that one.
THX,
I know the sound, but I don't know that I would have said THX.
You're surprised that I know something and you don't?
Of course. Okay, here we go. This is not going well for me. Here we go. The sound was heard before what game when you booted up your Game Boy?
Mario Brothers?
Oh, no, it's Tetris.
Oh, Tetris. Mm. Sounds like a coin when Mario gets a coin.
Yeah, okay. All right. This company's sound signature spawned a rom-com. What was the company name?
Welcome.
AOL.
Yes, and it's not because you know AOL. It's because you know your rom-coms.
You got mail.
Yes. At the end of the show, you would hear this company's sound signature. Here it is.
Simpsons?
Yes! Oh, wow. I am shocked at how good you are at this game. Okay. While not a brand signature, this sound features your favorite actor from what movie?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio, Titanic. I'm the king of the world! When he's hanging out with Fabrizio on the top of Fabrizio, like a Leo, why do you have to make it the movie?
Oh my gosh, that's too much. That's too much. You know too much.
I'm Leo, why do you have to draw the girl?
When do you do this? When do you actually repeat this out loud in your life?
Now. I knew I would have to recall this for this moment.
For this moment. All right, here's the last one. This company's sound signature is a true classic. It's been updated a few times over the years.
Disney.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
5 out of 6?
5 out of 6.
That's not bad. I missed one. It's going to keep me up tonight.
98.1 CHFI.
Store Sweet Jane St. Clair was dazzled by her smile while I shopped there. It wasn't long before I lived with her. I sang her songs while she dyed my hair. Decided finally. be better by being together is what I cannot explain to shame. The girl works at the store, sweet Jane.
Morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. For the second time since taking office, Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump will meet face-to-face this morning at the G7 in Alberta. The pair are expected to address ongoing talks to try and reach a new deal to end the trade war. The G7 has already sparked protests in Alberta, with several groups gathering outside Calgary City Hall. Public health officials in Barrie are holding days of vaccine clinics after possible exposure to hepatitis A at a Tim Hortons location in the area. The Simcoe Muskoka Regional Health Unit says anyone who visited the Tim Hortons location on Livingstone Street East between May 17th and June 3rd may have been exposed. They say there is no ongoing risk at the restaurant. Former NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in rapper Drake's bad books after he was spotted at the Kendrick Lamar concert last week amid the rapper's highly publicized feud. Yesterday, Drake posted a photo on Instagram of what appeared to be a screenshot of a message he sent to Singh calling him a goof. Singh later shared an explanation on Instagram, writing, "He was born in Toronto, loves the city, and says he gets it. He shouldn't have gone at all." In sports, the Jays lost to the Phillies 11-4. CHFI weather. Today, clouds for the morning, then clear and a high of 24. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 16. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a high near 25. Humidex 33. Right now, it is 16 degrees. Eastbound on the 401, approaching Highway 25. The right lane is still closed for a vehicle fire cleanup. It's busy from east of 6 South. East 401, east of Pure Ontario Express. Right lane still blocked because of a stalled vehicle. Southbound 404, DVP, just typical volume through there from Finch to Bayview Bloor. And East Gardner also slow from approaching Park Lawn all the way through to Strawn.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents...
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, dear.
It's been a while since I've told you you're doing it wrong.
I mean, on air. Tell me I'm doing things wrong all the time in my life. You'll just text me like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, you don't even know what I'm doing.
Does it reverberate the same way that that intro does when it's like, wrong?
Try it again?
You're doing it wrong. Okay, this is what you're doing wrong when it comes to storing your cheese. Let me ask you, okay, because you know I love me a good cheese board.
Oh,
every
gosh,
Friday,
yes.
I do a cheese board, a little wine and cheese with my husband.
A little fromage?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
So if you're somebody who loves your cheese, how do you store it?
In my mouth.
That's how you consume it. How do you store it?
Oh, man. Why do I feel like no matter what I say, you're going to tell me it's wrong?
That's the point.
It's like a trick question.
We created this so that I could be right about something for once, and you could be wrong.
You know what? I know this can't be wrong, because I'll tell you where I store it. I store it in my fridge in the drawer that has a picture of cheese on the outside of the drawer. The drawer was born for cheese. It was made for cheese.
Okay, that part you're doing right in terms of where you're storing it.
I'm going to ding myself.
But how do you store it? Like, what is it? It comes in a package, and then what do? You just like wrap up the package, you put a rubber band around it. What do you do?
Yeah, like after I've opened it and cut off a little bit or whatever. Yeah, like I fold it back on itself, like the whatever's in it, the plastic, and then I'll throw a nice thick rubber band, maybe a double rubber band on it.
I was kidding about the rubber band.
Oh, no, you got to rubber band it.
Right, to keep all the air inside.
Yeah, or sometimes I'll even put it in like if the rubber band's not doing the trick, I'll put it in like a Ziploc, press out all the
air. You double bag it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing it wrong. Yes. You're doing it wrong. So, this expert, she's a chef on TikTok, so you know it's legit.
Sounds super legit, yeah.
She says what you should be doing is as soon as you get cheese of any kind, take it out of the wrapper, the original wrapper that it comes in, because they say that becomes a breeding place for mold. It actually traps moisture. It's actually not good
for the cheese. Do you got to aerate your cheese? Do I put it in a decanter as well?
No, don't do that. Take it out and then put it in cheese paper. Now,
Paper?
Yes. You can get cheese paper. I didn't even know this was a thing. Let's say you don't want to spend the money on cheese paper. You're like, that's a step too far. Baking parchment paper will also do the trick. And if you store it and wrap it up in that paper versus plastic or a Ziploc bag or any of those things, your cheese will last longer. It won't be as moldy.
Okay, so you wrap it in parchment paper and then put a rubber band on it.
Sure. Your rubber bands.
Okay, so I wasn't totally doing it wrong. I was kind of doing it right with the rubber bands, just the wrong wrapping.
Let's just, for the sake of this segment, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, and everyone else. So now you know, when you get your cheese, as soon as you get it, if you want it to last longer, which who doesn't want their cheese to last longer, take it out of the plastic, put it in some parchment paper, wrap it up, put that in the fridge.
I guess when you go to like really nice places, they typically give it to you in some type of parchment-y type wrap.
Yes.
So I guess I understand that.
Yes.
And you know what? I will stand down on this one. I'll parchment my cheese.
Okay. And then store it in your mouth later.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto.
Hey!
CH5 traffic. I'm Eva Frachescatos. Eastbound on the 401 as you approach Highway 25, the right lane still closed for that vehicle fire cleanup. It's been there since about 4:45 this morning. It's jammed up from east of Highway 6 South. East of here, Ontario Express, those problems are starting to clear away, but still very busy through there. On the eastbound QEW Gardner combination, typical volume delays on that route. Same with the southbound 404 Don Valley Parkway and the southbound 400. Canada's favorite whiskey, Crown Royal Deluxe. Save $2.50 on 750 milliliter bottles until June 21st. Drink responsibly, 19 plus.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on. With the best of all, you are beautiful, like a dream come alive, incredible, a centerfold miracle, lyrical, you saved my life again, and I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby, I love you like a love song, baby, I love you like
So, if you've been listening to Can't Beat Gurdeep, this game's been going for almost 4 years now. You know, there's some random stuff I know, but there's also soft spots, areas where I'm exposed. There's certain questions, I will be honest, where when you start a question down a certain path, I tense up a little bit because I'm like,
ooh.
Like when you start anything with the word star or wars, I'm kind of like, Jabba the Hutt. I don't know.
You don't know.
Lip blur, bleep bloop. I don't know.
Superhero movie? Forget about it.
Yeah. You asked one recently about what was the movie Ryan Reynolds was in before Deadpool, like a superhero movie that flopped. And I was like, I know he was green. I know it sucked. I know Canadians were ashamed of it.
Even he was ashamed of it. He came out publicly and said, like, that was the worst movie he ever did.
And then I fared pretty well. I was like, Green Goblin. I'm like, I know I'm in the wheelhouse, but it doesn't feel right.
Everybody loves the superhero Green Goblin.
That's a real thing, though, isn't it? Green Goblin's a real villain.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, it's a real thing.
Okay.
And it was Green Lantern. I'm like, I'm on the board, but I got it wrong.
So anything superhero, if I hear Harry Potter, if I hear Lord of the Rings, if I hear Game of Thrones, I don't know.
I think that I do feel like you got a little bit more Harry Potter knowledge after you went to go see it as a Mervish production.
That's true.
I feel like you know your little, what
oh,
are the...
Oh, there's houses.
Yep.
There's Hogworth, Hogwash.
and what happens? It's not abracadabra. It's
that I don't know. And then there's the big guy who has to shave. Griswold, Grimelda. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about? What's the big guy?
And what's that game they play?
Hagrid, huh?
They play a game.
Hopscotch.
A game
of Sasquatch,
Quidditch,
Glibble Globble. Ah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Don't ask any Harry Potter questions.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're
are
right.
Are you a Slurby?
Okay.
Slurby Derby?
Oh,
are
my
you,
goodness.
What house are you in? You're in Slurby Derby.
I so wish we were playing Camp Beaker Deep right now because this is the most sort of uneasy I've seen you. Like, no confidence right now in answering any of these questions.
Are you Puffy Smokey? You're in the Puffy Smokey house.
You know what?
This is the Poofy Puffy.
This is what it would sound like if 4 years ago when they created this game, they called it Can't Beat Pooja, and then they found out very quickly that I'm very beatable because I would be answering like you right now. I don't remember anything. There's no recall. You have an incredible memory. I think that helps you.
It just gave me a terrifying thought. You're saying your recall is like what just happened to me, what happens to me with Harry Potter and Star Wars. That's your recall for everything?
Yes, that's my whole life.
I don't think I'd want to go on. It's awful.
It's called brain fog, okay? And there's a lot of people who are dealing with it. I just bring it to work and get to do it publicly for your enjoyment, and it counts as content.
Well, listen, maybe the Quizmaster will be feeling mean one of these days and will stack the deck with Harry Potter and Star Wars, and maybe that could be you. We play every morning just after 8:30, Tuesday to Friday, all summer. Get ready to text WIN and your full name to 981-981.
98.1 CHFI.
A song for the broken hearted. A silent prayer for faith departed. And I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
Are you good at trivia?
We thought so.
Are you $1,000 good?
No.
Yes.
If you think you can beat Gurdip, play just after 8:30 this morning.
98.1 CHFI. It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt, at levittlawyers.com.
Howard, true or false? As an employer, should I lowball the initial severance to get a better deal?
False. If you offer too little as an employer, you're bound to be sued. And once you start moving up, the employee thinks the sky will be the limit.
If an employee's conduct gives rise to a reason for discharge, I have to move fast.
True. If you wait too long, the court will no longer allow you to rely on the cause that you have. You have to move quickly when you have cause to fire them.
Before I discipline or move to terminate an employee, I better have all of my facts together.
True. You have to do your homework. Get the employee side of the story and ensure your case is ironclad.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt and 98.1 CHFI.
So a used car has caught your eye. Looks like it was in a pretty accident that damaged its... Was it reported stolen? The answer is... All in all, seems like a pretty deal. Fill in the blanks. Get the vehicle history report at carfax.ca.
Sometimes I feel a bit helpless with the state of the world, and it feels really hard to make an impact on people's lives. I donate because it makes me feel better to know that I can actually do something today to help people. Donating blood helps me feel like I'm making a difference in the world.
Canadian Blood Services. Experience what you get when you give. Book an appointment at blood.ca.
Bright sunshine day.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
This summer at Metro, we're celebrating our MVPs, most valuable products, like Red Grill Bone-In Strip Loin Steak Value Packs for $9.88 per pound, and raspberries or two-pound bags of lemons just $2.99 each, only until June 18th. Shop now or online at metro.ca.
Mark's Can't Miss Summer event is on now. Until June 18th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for summer, including sandals, shorts, polos, dresses, and more. Can't miss summer event on now at marksandmarks.com.
Bacon or sausage? Why not both? The Mighty McMuffin is back for good with bacon and sausage. Pairs perfectly with a premium roast coffee starting at $1 plus tax. Mighty McGriddle is available until 11 a.m. at participating McDonald's in Canada. Price excludes delivery.
Time is running out to experience the world's number one musical, Disney's The Lion King. You only have a limited time left to witness this epic, visually stunning landmark event. The Lion King, now on stage at the Princess of Wales Theatre through August 30th only. See it now, remember it forever. The Lion King. Book at Mervish.com.
Walk to help save lives. Walk to create a world free from the fear of cancer. On Saturday, September 6th, you can join thousands in the Princess Margaret Walk to Conquer Cancer. Carry the fire with us by walking 21 kilometers through Toronto's most iconic neighborhoods to raise funds for life-saving cancer research at Princess Margaret. Your walk starts with the first step. Take yours today and sign up at walktoconquer.ca.
Hi, I'm Sarah Milroy, director of the McMichael Canadian Art Collection in Kleinburg. And this summer, I'm inviting you to travel to Venice through the paintings of Canada's post-impressionist master, James Wilson Maurice. Experience moments of everyday life from a century ago along the iconic canals and quiet side streets of this enchanting city. Maurice in Venice is on now through September 21st. Fall in love with the city that has captivated visitors for centuries. Book your tickets at McMichael.com. Home to the Art of Canada.
When baking meets imagination, the results are super. Tonight, the super-sized cake making competition, Super Mega Cakes, premieres at 9, 8 Central on Food Network or stream it on City TV Plus.
The Pooja and Gurdip Show. Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
were those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Eva Fragiscatos, what's happening?
Good morning. World leaders have gathered in Alberta as the G7 leader summit begins today. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to meet with Prime Minister Mark Carney for a one-on-one to discuss the ongoing trade war. After that, formal G7 sessions will begin with talks on foreign interference, the economy, and wildfires. Protests have begun at Calgary City Hall and will be live-streamed into Kananaskis so the participants can see. The former Canadian Auto Workers president, Buzz Hargrove, has died at the age of 81. Unifor calls Hargrove a beloved and iconic figure in Canada's labor movement. He was national president of the CAW from 1992 until he retired in 2008. In the U.S., a 57-year-old man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband has been arrested. The nearly two-day search ended yesterday evening. Police say the man surrendered after they found him in the woods near his home. Governor Tim Walz is calling the deadly attack politically motivated. In sports, the Jays lost to the Phillies 11-4. CHFI weather. Today, clouds for the morning, then clear and a high of 24. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 16. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a high near 25. Humidex 33. Right now, it is 16 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 401 approaching Highway 25, right lane still closed for that vehicle fire cleanup. It's slow from east of Highway 6 south. And then on the westbound side of the 401, looks like things are just moving with typical volume through there. On the westbound Gardner, also busy from west of Jarvis.